Days ahead of his 21st birthday, Connor Platz received the surprise of a lifetime. He was signed to play professional basketball, and to do so with a team in his own backyard of Langley. The 6'11 towering center was one of three homegrown players, all hailing from the Lower Mainland, to recently be drafted to the Vancouver Bandits. "Being drafted by my hometown team is a special moment in my career. I am looking forward to working as hard as possible this summer to elevate my game and to learn from my teammates as well as the Bandits coaching staff," said Platz, who has emerged as one of the elite shot blockers in all of Canada, leading not only Canada West in blocked shots last season, but all of U Sports. Born and raised in Walnut Grove, Platz begrudgingly took up basketball in grade 6, at Alex Hope Elementary. Always being tall, in fact coming in 6 inches taller than anyone else in his family, including Dad, who stands at 6'4". Basketball seemed a natural. "I always played center, I was always the biggest," he shared with a chuckle. "They only really wanted me because I was big. And I thought, okay, I'll play, right," Platz said, noting he was never really drawn to the sport but felt pressured into it. "Then, I fell in love with playing basketball," he recounted. "I always had a basketball hoop in my driveway, and I was always out there shooting, rain or shine." He threw himself into the sport after that, and by grade 10 his coach at Walnut Grove Secondary was suggesting he was a strong enough player to earn himself a scholarship to university. "So then, I just started working hard. Then, after my grade 11 year, it was COVID and I didn't have a grade 12 season. So it was kind of harder for coaches to see me and stuff, because we weren't really playing." Platz took it upon himself to reach out through an acquaintance to the head coach at TWU, and he received an invite to their camp. "The coaches liked me there, and they offered me a position on the team. I think he was impressed I was so tall and that I could shoot. That's so rare." Year 1, he played backup center behind fellow WGSS alum Andrew Gortzen, describing him as a mentor who really helped him improve on the court. Then in his second year he moved up to the starting spot and has been breaking records ever since. Platz nearly averaged a double-double in 2023-24, posting imposing averages of 34.4 minutes, 12.5 points, 9.8 rebounds, 3.5 blocks and 2.9 assists per game. The skilled big man also hit 24 three-pointers in his third year with the Spartans, demonstrating an added dimension to his game by being able to stretch the floor with his long-range shooting. No stranger to writing his name in the history books, Platz nearly recorded the first-ever quadruple-double in Canada West history on February 7, when he racked up 13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists and 7 blocks. A month prior, Platz scored a career-high 26 points against the eventual Canada West champions, Victoria Vikes. He's currently in his third year of studies for a 5-year human kinetics program at Trinity Western University and continues playing for the Spartans during the school season, but with the recent signing he will be spending his summers playing with the Bandits. "I'm very fortunate," he said, describing it as the best of both worlds. The Bandit signing came out of left field, Platz shared, recalling how he unexpectedly received a message a few weeks ago from his TWU assistant coach. "He just texted, pretty much randomly one day. I was having lunch. And he just said, 'The Bandits want to draft you.' Like, I was just surprised. And I was like, okay. And then about 5 minutes or so later, the head coach called me and started talking about the Bandits and that they're like interested. And I obviously accepted." He described the signing as surreal, and having already started training with the team, he sees the experience as an incredible learning opportunity and a chance to grow as a player. "It's an opportunity I can't pass up because I get to play against these high-level players, these professionals. It's a great stepping stone to his ultimate goal, which is to play professional ball in Europe one day or maybe even with the NBA. He wasn't the only one over the moon with the news of signing to the Bandits. His entire family is elated and plan to be in the seats watching all his home games at Langley Events Center starting later this month. His biggest cheerleader is his youngest brother, Ty. Following in his older brother's footsteps, Ty is now in grade 6 and attending Alex Hope, and lives and breathes basketball, like Platz. They spent a lot of time playing together, be it the mini hoop set up inside the family's Walnut Grove home, or the one erected in the driveway. Ty is even the water boy for Platts's TWU team. He spends a lot of time watching me, too, Platts said. He's always at the games and loves it. Similarly, TWU head coach Trevor Pretty shared his pride for Platts being selected in the third and final round, 24th overall. We're thrilled for Connor to be drafted into the CEBL and to be part of a first-class organization and coaching staff in the Bandits, Pretty said. We have seen firsthand with Mason Borsier the impact it can have on a player's game coming back in the fall for the U Sports season after a summer in the CEBL. I am very proud of Connor to achieve this honor to play in the CEBL, and I know he will do great and make us proud. Platts was one of three Lower Mainland players signed recently in the draft. He's joined by Surrey's Adam Olson, a guard, forward for the UBC Thunderbirds, and Richmond's Jarek Palma, a guard for the Western Mustangs. I am really excited about the opportunity to work with all three of our draft picks this summer, said Bandits head coach and general manager Kyle Julius. The goal for our organization is to grow the game from the grassroots level and up. We want to help produce more professional players from BC, and drafting talented local players is fundamental in the process, Julius added. The Bandits open the club's sixth season Thursday, May 23 at 7 p.m., with a home opener against the Montreal Alliance. Vancouver will play a total of 10 regular season home games in 2024, between May 23 and July 18. The Bandits wrap up regular season action on the road against Montreal on July 28. Related. Vancouver Bandits sign Glenn Young from Winnipeg Sea Bears and Red Moor. Vancouver Bandits third annual Girls and Women in Sports basketball camp selling out Langley's Connor Platts, a center for the Trinity Western Spartans, will be playing off-season with the hometown Vancouver Bandits. Trinity Western University Athletics, special to Langley Advance Times. Langley's Connor Platts, a center for the Trinity Western Spartans, will be playing off-season with the hometown Vancouver Bandits. Trinity Western University Athletics, special to Langley Advance Times. Langley's Connor Platts, a center for the Trinity Western Spartans, will be playing off-season with the hometown Vancouver Bandits. Trinity Western University Athletics, special to Langley Advance Times. Langley's Connor Platts, a center for the Trinity Western Spartans, will be playing off-season with the hometown Vancouver Bandits. Trinity Western University Athletics, special to Langley Advance Times.